Visiting today with Dr. Neville Spear. He's the Director of Industry Relations at Where Food Comes From. And I'm going to put him on the spot because I know this is always an interesting conversation, but we're going to talk about markets today. Are you ready?
I am ready. Yes, no doubt. Well,
there's a lot of talk right now about how we can fix competition and some price transparency in markets. But just right off the bat, what do you think, in your opinion, needs to happen?
Well, I think you just said the key phrase in all of this discussion, that there is a lot of discussion right now. I think we need to really step back and remind ourselves that this is really not a new topic for our industry. We've been talking about captive supply and market reform pretty much for the last 20 to 25 years. It really went away a little bit in 2014, 2015, but began to kind of rear its ugly head once again, really off the tail of the fire at the Holcomb plant. And then obviously with COVID, when all of a sudden, you know, we saw packer margins get really big. And that's kind of reignited all of this conversation. So I think we have to kind of back up and just let's get some perspective of where we've been and why we've gotten here in the first place. Now, that doesn't answer your question. What do we need to do in terms of markets? I think we focus a lot on just markets. And the question is, what's the right thing for the business? And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. So
why do you think it's such a passionate topic right now? I mean, you mentioned that it had gone away and then it kind of came back.
So I think that's because packer margins have just, I mean, they're historically high. They've stayed high. You know, in the past we've seen them run up and then they've kind of moderated and what have you. There's certainly this perception out there that because packer margins are big, the pie is fixed, we can't be profitable. And so that's kind of what drives the noise and the emotion behind all of this conversation. And as you and I were talking just before we start recording here, right? This is clearly one of the most divisive issues in our business, if not the most divisive. You know, you're either on the market side or you're not, or what have you. And so that's just where we are right now.
Well, you mentioned COVID. So go into a little bit of detail about how you believe that COVID has impacted our markets.
Well, clearly, what happens with COVID is you get a slowdown of cattle throughput. Meanwhile, you get increased demand for boxed beef. And by the way, demand stayed incredibly strong, and not just for common beef, but it's really at the high end. And so you have actually enabled the packer to have leverage on both sides of their transactions. So all of a sudden their margins just begin to kind of go crazy and inflated. And there's a very distinct element in our business who they perceive that packers should be sharing that back with the cattle feeder. Our business has never really worked that way, but that's certainly the perception, and they like to kind of make it a David versus Goliath and point to the packer and say, look at their margins and look at our cattle feeding margins, and those aren't even close, and therefore the market is broken.
When you think about like who all needs to come together to try to get through some of these issues, who in your opinion needs to be at that table having those conversations?
Well, I think it's, to me, that's very easy. It needs to be the business, right? And I think we need to, I think also in midst of all of this conversation that we have about markets and, you know, where we've come from 20, 25 years ago, and this is not a new conversation, I think we also need to look at the business and look at what has happened in the beef business and beef demand and the things that we have been doing and facilitating and, you know, ask the question, where would we be if we weren't kind of facilitating some of the contracts and things that we're doing now. I would say very clearly, though, we need to be very careful about getting the government in our solution. And I gave a talk last week, and I got this very question. And so what's interesting to me is, you know, towards the end of June, the Senate Ag Committee can have a hearing on price discovery in the markets. And then, you know, just 2 weeks later, Senator Booker comes out renewing agriculture and basically wants to eliminate CAFOs because they're large factory farms, right? And that's 1,000 head feed yard, right? And so those two things are 2 weeks apart. And I always want to say, you know, be careful what you ask for. Who are you sure you really want to trust the government to provide these solutions here? Because I'm not sure they never are going to get us to the place that's best for our business.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. What can producers do, you know, to make sure that their voices are heard in this issue?
Yeah, I think, you know, producers need to increasingly be very careful about understanding what's really going on. There's a lot of noise. Clearly, there's a lot of, posturing on both sides of this particular topic. So the first thing I always tell them is, right, you want to be educated and you want to remove all the emotion. Now, that's very hard to do. Whenever we're talking about financial situations or money, it's very hard to remove emotion. And then I think if you really want to kind of get to the crux of the matter is it's all about leverage, and producers get more leverage when they start working together. And that means, though, that you're going to have to give up some independence because you can't have leverage and independence too. And so really, if that's in terms of solutions, we've seen co-ops and joint marketing and those kinds of things, boy, they really can work together and do well. And then the thing I always tell producers here is, you know, look, what is the business telling you? What's the business telling us about what the consumer wants and how is that going to translate back to cattle over the long run versus just sort of today, this year, commodity market? And clearly consumers increasingly are telling us they want high quality cattle. And increasingly there has to be some sort of story or verification. And clearly that's what we do at Where Food Comes From, but that's really where we see this business evolving towards.
Well, and I feel like this has been such a crazy year, a couple of years actually now, and producers have had so many things thrown at them. What advice would you give producers on how to navigate uncertainty in a world where things are just not certain right now?
Yeah, and always in terms of uncertainty, right? It's always about you want to seek some risk management, always managing your costs correctly, and that's always a challenge. And then the third one that I think a lot of times, Casey, we don't talk enough about is ensuring that you have enough working capital, because as soon as your operation kind of runs short on working capital, then you're not in a position to make good decisions and you're forced into doing something that you don't want to. And I think that's one of the things that every business learned coming out of the financial crisis, that working capital is really key to maintaining some flexibility and versatility no matter the business conditions. And I think that certainly applies to production agriculture.